Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So the top of my my laptop screen is in the shot of the video.
Oh, yeah.
And so I need to move my computer back, but I'm afraid if I do, it's going to shut my whole computer down because I have a bad port. And whenever something's plugged into that bad port, if I move the computer, then it shuts down my whole device, my whole machine.
Everything's hanging on one port.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Okay, I did it, I think. Is it gone?
Nope, you're still good.
No, I mean, is the computer screen gone?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
You know what I don't love? Our lives and our livelihood depending on this technology. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
it drives me insane.
Even though it's really cool when it works, we are balling on a budget still. So,
you know. But is it even that? I think it's just technology in general just doesn't work for all three of us. Like, we try our hardest and it's not panning out.
We're immune to technology is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's always stressful dealing with tech stuff, especially when you don't know.
Yeah.
About how to do this stuff. And none of us really know.
Well, and because and especially you guys, I say we, but performers, like we're not the engineer. And I'm like, Riggins, why isn't this working? He's like, why are you asking me, dude? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Rob has gotten more and more to saying, I don't know, when we ask him stuff. And there are some things I ask him, I'm like, I know you know this because we've done it before. He's like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Ask Frank about that.
Yeah. Well, thank God for Frank. I don't know what we would do. Yeah.
He is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Frank is our, he does all the things to keep us up and running.
Yeah. My solution is to just unplug the router for like everything that goes wrong in my life. I'm like, maybe I'll just unplug the router and plug it back in.
You
like,
say that to DJ 10 times a day. Just unplug the router.
Well, try it because that's what I do.
And this guy that used to work with us named Breeze Cat, his solution to every tech problem was to wipe it. You remember that? I got to wipe it. Give me your computer. I'll wipe it.
Give me your machine. I'll wipe it.
Like, what do you mean? Not wipe it physically, but wipe the material from it?
Yeah. Completely, you know, take everything off of it and reload everything.
I don't like that.
No. I don't like that. I don't even like when I'm calling tech support for the internet or something and they tell me to unplug it. I'm like, and then I'll hear Jody go, I don't think I should do that. Last time somebody there told me to do that, I was out for a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to put a service call in. It took them a week to get out here.
Yeah. It's not wrong.
No, I'm not doing that.
One thing I learned about me is everybody thinks because I'm fat, I should know something about technology, and I don't. Like, I think it's just a stereotype. I don't know anything.
It is a stereotype, but like Frank is not big at all. Like he's very slender and he knows more than anybody. So you're right. It is a stereotype though.
Yeah. And Frank though, doesn't fit the stereotype either because usually people like that will get mad at you if something breaks.
Yeah.
You know, like you did it because of stupid reasons. Now they have to fix it. You know,
yeah. Right.
Like that. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Today is Wednesday, which is the middle of what is referred to as the work week. And just a few minutes ago, Lindsay was complaining because her husband has to work today.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, well, you know, I got to leave at a certain time. He's got to go to work. I'm dealing with that. Oh,
yeah, so annoying.
Got to work today, and I'm dealing with that.
His schedule is actually messing my schedule up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know. Believe me, I hear about that all the time. I have my entire career heard that my schedule is messing up Jody's schedule.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, but in the words of our business manager, Adam, you're going to be the breadwinner very soon. Talking about me. Kyle said, I would cry tears of joy if that happened, but that's not going to happen.
Okay. Ma'am, do you know how long we haven't bought a loaf of bread for this house in 7 weeks. So neither one of us is winning the bread.
Oh. You're not winning the bread, no.
Yeah. And Jody goes, well, you mean since you've been on this diet, I've been kind of following it. You know, I eat pretty much the same thing. I haven't had a lot of carbs or anything. Well, now I do have to have the little English muffins in the morning.
Well,
it's like, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I love that though, because you're influencing her to, you know. Dude, I wish you were living with me is what I'm saying. All I eat is carbs.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Krispy Kreme is going through some financial difficulties. Talking about carbs, that they're trying to get into as many box stores as possible because the individual Krispy Kreme places aren't, you know, there aren't as many of those popping up as there used to be.
Oh, no. Don't leave me.
That is sad.
That's why when you go into a grocery store that sells Krispy Kreme there in the store, I think it's you can get 6 for $71 or something like that, I think.
That's it. That's it.
A little pricey.
And if they're like the feature of the month, they're even more.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe people are just looking for healthier options in the morning. Is that like the trend now? Like egg whites, protein. We got to get protein in the mornings. Protein.
I don't know, but it's un-American.
Yeah.
For donuts to be that good and then people not be buying them.
Totally agree. Mm.
And do people even eat Krispy Kreme just for breakfast? I mean, I eat it at all times of the day.
Yeah. You
know? Mm-hmm. I'm an equal opportunity, you know, dessert, dinner, whatever.
Yeah, there is no bad time for donuts as far as I'm concerned. So. And the same with cereal. The kids' cereal, you know, they always say, no, don't eat that now. You eat that for breakfast and whatever. That was one of the things that I wanted to do when I became an adult, is eat cereal any time of the day that I wanted to.
Yes, and sugary cereal.
Yep, and I did, and I became a great big fat person.
Well, worth it.
Uh-huh. I'm Captain Crunching my way all the way to a heart surgery.
Speaking of Captain Crunch, did you see that viral video? They said, is the flavor of Captain Crunch butter? Is that what it is?
I think it is. I've always thought it had a buttery taste to it.
I never thought it.
It just dawned on her. She was like, wait a minute. Is the flavor butter? Is it actually? I think it is. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So good. And I put butter in it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New Radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Shout out to all the moms that are homeschooling their kids right now. I didn't even think about them. Everybody's sending their kids back to school. And then I saw this woman on TikTok. She homeschools for her 5 kids.
No.
Between the ages of, I think, 4 and 9.
I love that.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I didn't even think about like the going back to school. What does that look like for homeschool families? But she does all of that. She also runs her own TikTok and she has a ton of followers. She's married. He works, she stays at home and teaches the kids and stuff like that. And she goes, well, you know, life just kicked back into action because I'm homeschooling. I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. But she also points out she doesn't have any friends. She said, because I'm so busy and I run my own business, But it's all good because I have like four or five kids or whatever. They're built-in best friends. And my husband, we're just getting closer every year that we've been married. Like, she's super tight with her husband and her kids. And she said that also what that means is it makes me a bad friend. And that's where people jumped in and went crazy on her. They said, well, this is just, you know, more trad wife stuff. Because what is this supposed to mean? That women just aren't supposed to have friends after they have kids. And the fact that you keep having more kids just extends the time period where you can't have friends. People are not happy with her story for some reason.
They're jealous.
I think part of it is jealousy.
They're jealous because they know that those kids are getting a much better education than they would be in a public school. They're jealous because she gets to have a husband that wants to grow closer to her every day and is not looking for more and more reasons to stay away from the house.
Yeah.
And they're probably ugly.
And ugly.
No, but I mean, she's obviously secure in herself.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need a bunch of people sitting around all the time that she can pour herself into, and they can do the same and all of that, which I'm not saying women shouldn't have friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that, you know, women are more social. My wife's more social and all that. That's the way they're built. But if she's happy with it the way she is, then, you know, I got news for you, ladies. Trad wife is not an insult.
Yeah, they're treating that term differently. They're using it as an insult against her.
Yeah.
And you know a criticism's about to happen when somebody starts the statement with, let's unpack this. Yeah. Like, oh, here we go. They're about to just back up the dump truck and unload it on my head. And somebody else said, this is what fascist governments do. They want to break community structures so we don't have the opportunity to band together and rise up against them. Meaning they don't want you to have friends. They want you locked in that house because that's what fascist governments do. Well, I mean, they really...
One of the stupidest things. The first thing the fascist government does is separate you from the family unit. They don't want a family unit. And they have a strong family unit. So that's a bad example.
It certainly sounds like they have a strong family unit. Yeah. I mean, she's taking on a lot of stuff and he's working. So I think it's a perfectly fine household. But yeah, just a lot of people discussing her, you know, her lifestyle.
I think a lot of that comes from the fact that they don't think that they could do it.
Maybe. Maybe.
So since she's doing it, then they got to lash out at her.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything y'all are talking about because I'm still stuck on homeschooling five children. Sorry.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, thanks. That's you'll never be asked to do that, Lisa.
Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry.
More DJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Something kind of funny happened on my night show, the news talk show that I do. One of the producers' names, his name is Lonnie, and he doesn't have a middle name, so I call him Lonnie Ray.
I love that.
Because I went to school with a guy named Lonnie Ray. We grew up together. So I call him Lonnie Ray. Well, anyway, I heard Lonnie Ray, who is 37, say to Isaac, who is 24, somebody, I don't know who he was talking about, but then he goes, I mean, he said that he likes the cut of your jib.
Oh my gosh.
I said, did you just say he likes the cut of his jib?
Whoa.
What that means.
I mean, you got to be 100 years old. I mean, that is an old, old phrase.
Oh, y'all have heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I said, you, sir, have moxie.
Honestly, I've never heard somebody use that in regular conversation under the age of 80.
No.
What can you tell me what it means? It
means he likes your style. He likes the way you do things. You're good at whatever it is you're doing. He likes the cut of your jib.
I like the cut of your jib.
Oh, I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah.
Cut of your jib. It sounds perverted. Like when you said it, I was like, what is he saying?
You know? How old is Lonnie?
37. And he's black.
Yeah, no.
Well, I've never heard a black guy say cut of your jib, and I've never heard a young black guy say it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I've never heard that at all. So,
and he's not a Urkel type either. He's just a regular guy. Not an Urkel nerdy type.
Is that the one that I met that mm-hmm. brought out the microphone to me? Yeah. Okay. He's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
If he would have said that to me, I'd be like, excuse me?
She would have mazed him.
Yeah.
He just said something preferred. Now, I don't want to get him in trouble, but he did say something preferred to me.
Yeah. Are you sure you want this guy working for you?
That's funny.
And then I started trying to think of other old-time phrases like that. And on the spur of the moment, I couldn't think of any other than you got moxie.
That's a good one.
Like, I say Phineas, you know, those types. Hear, hear. Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah. It is old. What's a good old one?
You know, like you would picture somebody saying riding around on one of those giant tricycles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, good day, sir. That's good day, sir.
Cheerio.
Good day, sir.
Top of the morning to you.
Good one. That's a good one.
Okay, well, I can't think of any. I'll have to juggle some.
Yeah.
And then just work them into conversation to take people off guard.
Definitely.
You know what? I like the cut of your jib, sir. Keep up the good work.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, I know you were raffing at this video from Abbeville, Louisiana. when they announced that they're going to be using real sugar in Coca-Cola now, you know, trying to be like old Mexico.
That's right.
You know, we're going to have Mexican Cokes. They go to a place where they figure a lot of people really value the Coca-Cola. And it was just a woman on the street interview of people coming out of a convenience store in Abbeville, Louisiana, asking them what their thoughts are on Coke now having real sugar in it. I will say this, still fits along the personality of Louisiana people that we all have charm and a good disposition most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I like Coke, especially with some red beans and rice. Like, Coke be so good when you get a good hot meal. Ooh, Coke be good.
It's a common reaction here in Abbeville.
I have a Coca-Cola right now.
The love for the iconic red label soda.
Oh, it's a beautiful sensation. The taste buds be having to explode with joy. Just a party going on in my mouth.
I love Coke.
What's your favorite type of Coke?
Coca-Cola Classic.
I love sugary drinks. And I'm also a diabetic, but I still love pure taste. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, only in Louisiana.
I'm also a diabetic.
Did you have to mention that? Like,
he loves it. He's risking his life when he drinks a Coke.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think Coca-Cola should go down there and do something special for those people. Yeah. They're supporting the brand. They love Coca-Cola, which is great.
Yeah.
And something else that you need to know that you don't know unless you're watching, unless you've seen the video. But the lady with the smoker's voice, the Cajun accent lady with the smoker's voice, is in her car when they came up and asked her, and she said, I got Coca-Cola. I got one now. She holds it up and it's a cup from home. You know, I told you, yes. Louisiana people and then, you know, Southerners in general will not get in the car to go anywhere without some sort of beverage.
And so,
she fixed her a tumbler full of Coke on her way to the store.
Yeah.
Love that.
Gotta stay hydrated.
You know what, though? I am just like that. I always have my either water, soda, whatever, you know, Diet Coke.
Yeah. And then, you know, that classic Tupperware tumbler out in the front yard in the summertime.
Yes.
You know, the dad having to put it down so he can, you know, throw the ball with his kid.
Yeah.
On his pitch, and he sits down on a bucket and puts that Tupperware tumbler full of iced tea on the ground beside him. Gotta have it.
So classic.
Coca-Cola classic.
Coca-Cola classic.
I got one right now. It sounds weird. Honey.
Bless her. I bet she smokes.
Oh.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. A lot.
DJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes. Thank you so much. Aldi is doing a contest for 25 super fans. I guess super fans of Aldi, not super fans of a sports team or anything. And they say that you could get a year's worth of free groceries, but they define that as $1,700 worth.
Oh,
okay.
So about $140 a month or less than $5 a day.
Oh, God.
But at Aldi, that's going somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
That'll take you somewhere.
I'd definitely be thankful to win, but $1,700, you said?
Mm-hmm.
In a year? That's
a
joke. You have a family.
That wouldn't even cover your meat sticks.
No, come on. Not even close.
You cover your meat stick.
Hey, listen. And in Lee County, Florida, a 55-year-old woman is wanted by authorities for violating her probation. What she did was she saw a truck that she believed belonged to her unfaithful ex-boyfriend. So she attacked the truck with a crowbar. But it wasn't his, and the actual owner was left with thousands of dollars in damages. So they know that she violated her probation because they know who it is. They just haven't, you know, been able to round her up yet.
Oh.
But even if it was her ex-boyfriend and he was unfaithful to her, she still has to what?
Go to penitentiary?
Go to penitentiary. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he cheated on you and was running around with every woman in Bonita Springs, Florida, you do not have the right to go destroy his property.
What if it was her best friend that he cheated on her with, though?
Oh, well, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, what if he cheated in like a really offensive, egregious way?
Well, then he needs to go to penitentiary, I guess.
Yeah, or both.
Yeah.
No. Together.
He hasn't done anything against the law.
Right.
You know, you can be sorry. You know what I mean? You can be a bad person as long as you're not, you know, hurting anybody else, you know, physically or infringing upon their rights. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of things that would be worth going to penitentiary. Now, best friend. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Or your mom, Carol. Carol?
Yep. Going to pen for her. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. One of your brothers. If Kyle cheated with one of your brothers, would you go to penitentiary because you destroy his belongings?
That might be a little more tricky. I'm not sure if I'd be. I always wonder, like, if they cheated on me with the other sex, like, mm-hmm. how it would affect me, you know?
Yeah, you can either look at it one of two ways. You look at it like, oh, well, I never was going to be able to satisfy him anyway. I'm not what he wanted. Or you look at it like, I made him change sexual preferences. That's how bad I was.
Right. I'm going to pen.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, would you looky here? Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are no longer together. Shock of all shocks. The co-stars of Naked Gun, the reboot, are no longer dating. They just started their relationship right as they were promoting their movie. And now that the movie is heading to streaming services, they're no longer dating. Although sources say there was no bad breakup involved.
Well, I do. I hate the fact that there are going to be some naysayers who think that they were never really a couple to begin with.
Yeah.
And because they really had deep love for each other for, you know, 15 or to 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was brief. It was brief, but it was real. And who are we to judge love, you know? A lot of people say this was just a made up story to promote their movie. Very cynical people say that, but not me. I thought it was the real deal.
Hey, you think in her, and this is a serious question, in her age now, in her 50s, that Pamela Anderson is as quick to share herself as she always has been known for, to share herself completely in that way?
Probably not. Just because she's an older woman now, she's probably in her late 50s, I would imagine. And I'd say that's probably the norm for most women and men getting older.
I want to say I read an article recently that she was like over that life, like doesn't want to be with anybody, doesn't want, hence the no makeup. And she's just going,
no, that'll do it.
Well, yeah.
Well, not according to Jody. Jody goes, it's the hair. I think was her exact quote. She goes, it's the hair, because she's a pretty lady. Yeah. But
she is pretty when she does a little something, you know, puts in a little effort.
Just a little effort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or as Jody says, a little tinted moisturizer. It'll go a long way.
I'm with her. Yes.
But it's mostly the hair. So, unfortunately. So, yeah, they're both back on the market. They should have no problem finding significant others. Both very talented, good-looking people. So, praying for them and kind of weird. Southwest is changing their policy for plus-size passengers. Originally, you could request a second seat, and they would refund you later if you didn't need it. But now they're going to require you to book two seats if you are a plus-size person, and you're not going to get your money back. So, This is another policy change for Southwest after the, you know, charging for bags and whatnot.
It makes sense because they can only sell that seat last minute once you get there and you see that you can actually fit into a one seat. So, you know, chances are a lot of those seats are going unsold. So, you know, I can't get there and decide if everybody could do that. You know, you could book a whole row and get there and then decide, okay, well, I don't want these other seats. I don't need them. And then if they can't sell them, then on the spur of the moment, you got a whole row to yourself.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to get a seatbelt extender that they offer in the planes?
Oh, I didn't even know that was an option. Yeah. I'm like, wait, y'all are talking to me? Okay.
Okay. Just teasing. There's a new feature on Instagram that is absolutely incredible, and I cannot wait to share it with you next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
This is great, and I've been waiting to share it with you for the last 12 hours or so. So yesterday, we posted this video. TJ is not excited about the football season beginning. His LSU Tigers set to have their season opener on Saturday, 7:30 Eastern, against Clemson in Death Valley.
They call theirs Death Valley too. So
they did, and they're also the Tigers. So TJ's not excited, and we posted this video yesterday. Here's just a preview of what TJ said.
My wife asked me yesterday. She said, "Are you excited?" Because we were watching that SEC documentary, you know, Any Given Saturday on Netflix. Hmm. "Are you excited that football season starts?" I said, "Actually, no." She goes, "Why?" I said, "Because it's just going to add stress to my life."
Yeah.
Starting from the first game, LSU has just an awful, bad luck or anything, just say idiot decisions to be playing the best teams on the first game of the season.
So you get the idea. TJ was kind of talking about how not excited he was about LSU playing because they have a tendency to play really tough teams on their first game of the season. Now, Instagram, because we have a considerable following on Instagram, make sure you follow us at TJ Regan Show. We get to have a first try on these new features that they're rolling out. And the new feature that they rolled out this week is language translation. It uses AI to take your clips and translate them into languages where your followers might be living. And the fact that we have a few listeners around the world, it actually gave us the option to use AI to translate that specific Instagram reel. This is totally real. And if you are in a Latin American country, you can enjoy it in Spanish. This is AI translating TJ's little diatribe about.
Mi esposa me preguntó ayer, dijo, ¿estás emocionado porque vamos a ver ese documental de la SEC cualquier sábado en Netflix? ¿Estás emocionado de que comience la temporada de fútbol? Y dije, en realidad no. Ella va, ¿por qué? Dije, porque solo va a agregar estrés a mi vida. A partir del primer partido, LSU tiene solo un horrible, no sé, no diré mala suerte, o ya sabes, solo digamos decisiones idiotas al jugar contra los mejores equipos en el primer partido de la temporada.
Wow, how cool is that? That's Spanish in my voice. Now I don't have to learn it.
That is so cool. Yeah.
Exactly. Not only did they translate your voice, they use AI to change your mouth and your face to make it look like you're actually speaking Spanish. And it is 100% believable when you watch
it. I want to do this. It's that incredible. Is so cool.
I know. We could have gotten more examples, but we just got the feature yesterday. So TJ was doing the majority of the talking in that clip, so it didn't translate our voices as much. But I cannot wait to play around with this because how believable is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so then now I'll be able to just make videos and post them. You know, and I'll say, okay, now for our Spanish speaking friends, and then do that. And then go, now for our all the Frenchmen out there.
Yes. I love this.
Isn't that so great? So make sure you follow us first. If you're not following us on Instagram already, it's at TJ Riggin Show. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, I'm sure, in the future. But my only gripe is that they didn't keep your Louisiana accent with the Spanish language. So, might offer them suggestions and whatnot. But yeah, make sure you go follow us at TJ Riggin Show on Instagram. Love to have you.
All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggin Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Look, I got a warning for you. All of you peoples out there who like to ghost, Riggins. You like to ghost people.
Do I?
More so than anyone else, I think.
That's what I heard.
What are you guys are just talking out of your...
You would rather be ghosted than to go through somebody saying, you know, it's not working. I don't want to go out with you anymore kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm getting at. But if somebody does that, if you're a ghoster, I didn't realize until just this morning when I saw this video that you could go to penitentiary for that. There's a guy who looks like he's in his 60s, but he's lived a hard smoker's life. he looks like he's been through something, you know, like the hard stuff, hard liquor. A lot of cigarettes, I'm guessing, like a Marlboro Red habit. Since he's about 11.
That's right.
Teeth, not exactly. They're outlet teeth. They're slightly imperfect. no shirt. Long hair, just slick black, stringy, gray chest hairs blazing. Poof. And he is mad because somebody ghosted him. And this is a little bit scary. Check it out.
So I'm not going to be a nice person anymore. Jessica Lindbrooks, you should have stayed in telephone contact with me. You should have continued to text me. And you should have continued to call me. You should have not used the silent treatment for the last 9 months to abuse me. You should have not used the silent treatment to try to keep me quiet and shut me up. You should have never used sociopathic and narcissistic abuse against me. So you're going to go to jail. Ooh. Or maybe a psychiatric hospital for the rest of your life. I don't know. But Travis Ortiz, you're definitely going to go to jail. You are a criminal. You have committed federal crimes against me, and you've directed my girlfriend, Jessie Brooks, to commit.
So,
well,
I'm guessing that he's throwing around those psych terms because he's heard them.
Yeah.
He directed at him.
Yeah.
You're a psycho. You're a narcissist. Yeah.
No, actual doctors.
He's like, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Narcissism with psychopathic tendencies. Hello.
Yeah.
Looks like you've turned somebody, giving you the silent treatment into the biggest affront that anyone has ever committed against you.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big sign. You're on the narcissism scale there.
Oh, yeah.
On the spectrum. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's something about his voice I like.
What would that be?
Grovelly type of voice. And you've committed federal crimes against me.
Do you think that's how my son Brooks is going to talk one day?
Well, yeah, because I do picture him going through a smoking phase.
I think he's already been through it.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I've been wanting to start a project. I've been, you know, every day when I get ready and I think that I'm going to have time to do it, something comes up. Like today I was supposed to get started with it. And then I forgot that I have a fat doctor appointment. But I guess I can try to do it Sunday. That'll be the next time I have a few minutes, but, I'm taking orders for butter candles if anybody wants them.
Butter candles?
Yeah, it's fall and butter candles. It was a thing a few years ago, and I hear that it's coming back this fall. I was hoping y'all would know more about it because the best I can gather from it is that you actually make a candle out of butter.
Okay.
And as it's burning, it's melting the butter or softening it. So then you can use your bread to scoop some butter out on it.
I've heard of this.
And I guess it makes your house smell like butter.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
Is there any way you can make my house smell like butter? God, please send me a blessing. Is there a way to make my house smell like butter, please?
So this was big when a few years ago when the sourdough came out. And I'm down for it. I'm here for that.
Yeah. But how hard can it be? You just stick a wick down into a thing of butter, right? A big chunk of butter.
Yeah.
Can you make it out of a country crock?
I think it's got to be more of a hard butter.
I'm watching my cholesterol. I need a country crock
candle. I can't believe it's not a candle. Yeah.
Can you do it out of the spray?
Wow. That's cool.
I like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I want, I don't know, a wick right there burning in what I'm going to eat, you know? Because if you ever looked at a candle when the wick has been burning in it, it's got the little black stuff floating in the wax and everything.
Yeah. And my friend makes candles, and I swear she said you have to put something on the wick to get it to burn like that. So you don't want that in your butter.
Mm-mm. No.
No, I do not.
Mm-mm. And I definitely don't want clarified butter. Leave the fat in it. I got to have all the fat.
Give me just the whole stick.
I don't want that yellow water.
Now, if I could just get a candle that smells like ranch, buttermilk ranch.
They have those.
Do they?
They have those.
Of course.
Do they have them that smell like wing sauce?
Certainly.
Yeah.
They've got everything you can think of.
Mm.
That would make me feel so sick if I burned that in my house. Ugh.
We need to get a RFK Jr. on this. That's not right.
Jody and I walked into one of those little shops in Blowing Rock one day up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And it smelled like just a perfect wood burning fireplace. And it was an incense thing that they had burning in the store. And it was a little cabin and you have the incense in it. It comes up out of the chimney and all that. And it's supposed to smell like a fireplace. Well, we got one, but when we got it home, it didn't smell like just a fireplace. It smelled like the fireplace had caught the rest of the house on fire. I mean, it was so strong. You're like, oh my God.
Oh man.
Yeah. Like, how do they, you know, moderate that in the store?
Oh, that's weird. You have to
throw it away.
Fire.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know who's having a great week? Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray. His girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, celebrated him on social media by posting a picture of the two of them together. And she just wrote happy birthday, Squirrel Man. So that's like her little nickname for him.
Yeah.
Squirrel Man. And I love that for both of them.
I wonder if she calls him that because that's his favorite meal.
It looks like it's his favorite meal. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yikes.
I mean, she's so beautiful. And do you think a lot of women find him attractive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Uh-huh. In a different kind of way.
As far as looks. Yeah. If he just got a normal look about him with some less clownish clothes and a different hairstyle, he'd be really handsome. He really would.
Yeah. If he looked cleaner for sure, I would think he is attractive.
Cause he's got a rugged look about him.
I like rugged, but I like rugged clean, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a lot of men that do get, as they say, they get better looking the older they get. Mm-hmm. My wife will point out in a hurry, somebody that wasn't that, she didn't think they were that hot when they were young, but now that they're older, she can't take her eyes off of them.
Yeah.
One of them is that Josh Duhamel or whatever his name is.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Yeah,
he's a good looking dude.
Yes. Yeah. But got better. Totally got better.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, Billy Ray is 64 this week, and he's still got the really long hair, and he's got the feathers in his hair. And he also had a great birthday because his daughter, Miley Cyrus, recorded a song just for him that he shared immediately on social media. I'm sure Miley was thrilled about that. So happy birthday, Billy Ray. It seems like he's getting the family back together. Love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
The first human case of a flesh-eating parasite called the New World Screwworm has been detected for the first time in Maryland. It is a flesh-eating parasite. Yeah. They say the person in Maryland actually went on vacation to, wait for it, El Salvador.
Oh.
Yeah. Just trying to see the sights, maybe go take whatever you do in El Salvador, and came back with this flesh-eating parasite, which was originally eradicated back in the 80s and 90s. And it was a lot of work, apparently. Mm-hmm. But in the past 2 years, it's come back specifically in El Salvador and other Latin American countries. But the CDC says there's a very low risk that this has been transmitted to other people or animals. How they know that, I don't know.
Well, on that show, Monsters Inside Me, which is all about parasites and bot flies and all that kind of stuff, it's always because they've been to some third world jungle or third world country, just exploring and getting into stuff that they shouldn't be getting into all of that. And they bring it back over here.
Honestly, if you're not doing the Lord's work over there, don't go.
Great point.
I mean,
if you gave me 100 vacation destinations, El Salvador is not going to crack it.
I know it has some pretty areas.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, they also have parasites.
Right. They also got the dang screw worm, which is now in Maryland. So we're out here.
Mascot.
Exactly.
The Maryland screw worms.
I had a kind of a rough afternoon yesterday. I got embarrassed in public, and I will tell you all about it coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I had a really embarrassing moment yesterday afternoon. So I made dinner. I had a delicious dinner, by the way. I had some barbecue chicken legs and a delicious zucchini and orzo pasta. It was dynamite. So I crushed that. And then I had to go to the grocery store after that because my poor dog, his name is Riley. He is under the weather and he's got some stomach issues. So I had to go to the grocery store and buy cans of pumpkin. And if you don't have a dog, that might sound weird, but for some reason when your dog's under the weather, you can give them pumpkin in a can and it helps settle their stomach. There's a lot of fiber in it. I should have stock in Libby's at this point because I bought so much pumpkin filling, just the regular pumpkin. So anyway, I go to the grocery store and Where I live in the suburbs, it seems like I encounter more snobs than anywhere else I've lived. The people in this grocery store are the snobbiest. And as somebody who worked in a grocery store for years, I know that the level of customer service is like bare minimum. All you got to ask is say, did you find everything you were looking for? Paper or plastic? Have a great day. That's it. That's really it.
Yeah.
But these people at this grocery store, they had not a hello, nothing, not a thank you, no goodbye. You just put your stuff up there. They ring you up. There's no speaking. And everybody just sort of follows this model. I don't know why, but that's the way they do it. So anyway, I'm like getting irritated because they're not even looking, making eye contact, no thank you or whatever. And I'm like steaming when I get back in the car. And I look up in the mirror and I have maybe a 6-inch streak of Sweet Baby Ray's from about the bottom of my eye to my chin.
Oh, yes.
And not just barbecue sauce. I've got like chunks of like the chicken like in my beard.
They're like, we don't even want to make eye contact with this dude.
I get it now. They were like, get this crazy person out of here. Don't even talk to him. I mean, it was so embarrassing.
I don't even want to know what he's doing with all this pumpkin.
It is a weird order. It's just me with 4 cans of pumpkin and barbecue sauce all over my face. Like, didn't even bother to look in the mirror before heading out. So, I mean, I get it. I guess is the point.
They're like texting each employee, don't look at this guy. He's about to come. Just don't make eye contact with him.
He might be drunk. He might be on drugs.
Yeah.
Either way, he's a mess and we don't need him in here.
Yeah. He's buying a lot of pumpkin.
Yeah. Have you ever walked out of a bathroom with like toilet paper stuck to you or like a really like hole in your pants? I know that's happened to Tech D Rob a couple of times. He's walked around with like a big hole in his butt.
Yeah.
No, that never happened to me.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I've had toilet paper on my shoe many times.
But I don't see how that's embarrassing.
The toilet paper?
Yeah, it just means that the bathroom attendants haven't been in there enough that you're going to step on toilet paper and it sticks to your foot. Now, if it's coming out of your pant leg or something, then that would be more embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think it's embarrassing because you think people are going in their heads, oh, I know what you were in there just doing. You were probably you're nasty for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. So I take back what I said. You know, sometimes people aren't being rude to you. They're just scared of you. They're genuinely nervous because you look like an insane person. And that was probably the case yesterday afternoon. So I take back what I thought about them.
So, next time you go in there, they're going to go, hey, here comes Sweet Baby Ray.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Things are still hot on this Cracker Barrel story. Every day there's something new. And honestly, I have been so low key on it because it is a political issue and everybody thinks that I should just be in the middle of it. But I haven't really been because I like the decor to be open and bright and clean looking and all of that where they've changed it. And that was about it. And then they changed the logo where they took the old white man off the logo. And I figured they did that because, you know, that's not something we can do anymore. That's toxic masculinity and, you know, whatever else. So I figured that was a left leaning issue and that they do have the CEO that everybody says is the woke CEO and all of this stuff. Well, I think now I may have to actually step up and have more skin in this game. But then again, I don't really think that I should. But that pegboard game that they have on the tables that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Now, they say you'd still be able to play that. They're still going to have that after they've been saying you're going to get all of the things you've always loved about Cracker Barrel. The only difference is that Fox News is reporting that they have new friendlier messages on the pegboard game, where it used to say, leave only one, you're a genius. Leave two and you're pretty smart. Leave three and you're just plain dumb. Leave four or more, you're just plain ignoramus.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it says stuff like, leave three or more, don't be embarrassed, try again.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's just, you can't have anything anymore, yeah. You know? But
the reason why it doesn't matter, that part doesn't matter to me. Do y'all know?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you don't.
Because you're very good at it and you win it every time.
Right.
Or you don't play it. Oh, okay.
No, I do. I can leave it with just one peg every time I beat it, every time I try it. So
that.
Yeah. All of the rest of it, I don't even pay attention to.
Right.
I mean, it's just one of the many accomplishments in TJ's life.
Yeah.
Home run derby champion, 88-89, and pegboard extraordinaire.
Yeah. That's who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ignoramus every time, so. Yeah.
Well, it's it is the Rubik's cube for country folk is what it is.
Yeah.
That's true. Good. That's exactly what it is.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hi, Dan. Riggins sent me an old video this morning, and I don't know whether you sent it to me just for my amusement or to play it on the show, but I'm going to go ahead and play the audio of it on the show. It is an old news clip from Great Britain, and the people at the desk, the anchor desk, they're sending it out to the reporter on the scene. And as they go to throw it out to him, they see that there is a guest standing there beside. He's brought someone up that he's going to interview. And this is how that went down.
The news and Bob just confirming the ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
No, it's a man, actually, Derek.
Who's?
Oh, he's just been joined by a beautiful lady. Remind me of your name, because I completely forgot. Matthew Jones. Of course it's Matthew Jones. He's a man.
He's a man.
He didn't have to tell the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, because the guy couldn't hear him. He's in an earpiece.
Yeah, exactly.
The dude called him a beautiful lady.
He says, I've been joined by a beautiful lady. You're not a lady.
You're a man.
Man, of course your name is Matthew.
Matthew
Jones. You're a man.
He's a man. Matthew Jones is standing there like, what the hell did I do? I didn't.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I've been a man.
Up here, and now you're going to insult me?
Did he?
I wonder if those two have beef with each other, and that's why he made such a big deal out of that guy messing it up.
Yeah, maybe.
Ridiculous. Said, you're a beautiful lady. Can you imagine?
Rivalry's gone south.
But then the other guy started laughing. He was like, oh, sorry.
Sorry about that. I love when the anchor and the reporter have beef, because there's a few examples of that on the internet, and it's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
They have, right. I mean, it's embarrassing because they're live on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it together, guys.
And, you know, I find the Brits to be funny anyway. Pretty much all the time. I think they're funny.
Like they're acknowledgeably funny, or they're not trying to be?
Both.
Okay.
I find the British humor very, very entertaining.
Yeah.
Even, you know, when they're not trying to be funny, when they just have their little quirky people out there.
Yes.
But I wouldn't want to be there and living amongst them.
No.
I get that idea.
No. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted. Granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
If you've opened social media in the last, 48 hours, you've probably seen every woman, purchasing her new pumpkin spice latte or her pecan oat milk cortado, which you love to see it. It means fall is here. And it means the ladies are back on social media. Welcome back, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We definitely missed you. Have you gotten your PSL yet, Lindsay?
I have not, but I will be enjoying a nice cold brew with the pumpkin foam this week.
You get a regular coffee and just do the pumpkin foam on top?
I either do that or get the cold brew. But yeah, it's always an iced.
Always an iced. Mm-hmm. Much like DJ.
One pump.
So yeah, everybody's heading over to Starbucks to get their PSL fix. Although it still seems a little warm. I don't know if it's really fall yet, but Labor Day right around the corner. So
my rule is hot after Halloween.
Hot after Halloween. That's my rule. I love that you have a rule like that, Lindsay.
Yes, because it's too hot for that hot coffee right now.
I get it. So hot after Halloween. Love to hear it. The guy that is the first Neuralink brain patient, you know, they're putting chips in people's brains now, Elon Musk's company. He is finally doing interviews, and he said it's changed his life completely. He's had this brain chip for 18 months now. He was in a diving accident back in 2016. He lost all movement below his shoulders, and now he says this has like opened so many new doors. He can play video games. He's on the computer 8 hours a day. And he's finally doing interviews with the public.
And but he's not walking, right?
He isn't walking. So it didn't give him any movement back, but all the patients, and I think there's 12 now that have this chip installed, are all either paralyzed or they suffer from ALS, which is a debilitating disease.
Yeah. And they can move things with their mind now.
Yeah, he can move things with his mind. Control remotes, TVs, any smart device. He can type on computers and all that kind of stuff. So when he addresses people now, he goes, "Hello, humans," because, you know, he's like part
robot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's got a good sense of humor about it. And he's looking forward to all the new opportunities that he's going to have with this brain chip. It's kind of crazy.
And he's still not above being called a nerd.
You think?
Yeah.
Still a dork.
Yeah, if he's saying hello humans. Yes.
Hello humans.
That's fair. So everybody wants to tell you that you're doing things wrong. Well, it turns out you might actually be doing this one thing you've been doing forever wrong. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't know if anybody else is irritated by this, but when you're just scrolling on your phone and a video comes up and the person starts with, "Okay, you're doing this wrong." It's like, I can't stand that for some reason.
The worst.
Yeah. Because they're so condescending.
It comes across so condescending because that's how they open it. You're doing this one thing wrong. And it's like how to cut crusts off a sandwich. It's like, no, I'm not. You're just trying to make content, which is fine, but you come across so condescending.
Yeah.
But there was this article posted yesterday and it says, brushing your teeth, you're doing it wrong. And I was like, okay.
We've been brushing our teeth for centuries. Like,
exactly. And I don't think there's that much variation with how people brush their teeth. But these two dental experts, the most they've written like 100 research papers about dental hygiene. They're both dentists, or one's a dentist, one's a hygienist. They say you're brushing your teeth wrong. Here's what they say you're doing wrong. What they recommend is that you should floss before you brush.
I do that. What I mean,
I do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I am doing it wrong.
Well,
I just asked my wife the other night. I said, "Do you floss before or after you brush?" And she said, "After." And they do that at the dentist. The hygienist does that. They shall polish your teeth, and then the last thing they do is floss.
Yes.
I go in there and get the floss out. I mean, the junk out first.
That's what they're saying, is that it makes more sense to go in with the floss because you get the big chunks out.
Yeah. It's
gross, I know. And but then you brush to get rid of that.
Yeah, sweep up.
But I don't think there's a right or wrong, as long as you're doing it. I mean.
They also say you should probably not be using a manual toothbrush anymore. You can't get it done in 2 minutes. What you can do with an electric toothbrush. They say that's definitely the way to go for everybody now.
Yeah.
They also recommend using two different sized toothbrushes for your back teeth. They say most electric toothbrushes are too big to get all the way to the back of your mouth. So they say get a kid's toothbrush to do the back teeth, and then use your regular electric toothbrush to do the fronts and sides. So
mine gets all the way back there.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's surprising because you've got a small mouth.
I know. But it does. It's got a little round head on it that has, you know, it's basically attached to an electric stick.
Yeah.
It can go all the way back there.
They also say people are using way too much toothpaste. They said it's just like laundry detergent. You can't effectively clean your clothes or your teeth with too much product. So they say use less toothpaste and use a smaller brush. You're doing it wrong. Whatever.
Yeah! Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.